The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So in terms of practice, one of the great and wonderful approaches to the Dharma is to not be in conflict with anything. And that could be translated as not being opposed to anything. And how that works in different situations is part of the art to figure out how to do that. But a good place to practice that is in the formal meditation, like sitting and meditating or doing walking meditation. And whatever is going on for you, how not to be in conflict with it. So there's a lot of noise outside, garbage trucks coming. To learn how to be not in conflict with that, not be opposed to it or see it as a disturbance, just see it as something. But more importantly, you know, when you're sitting with your eyes closed meditating, what's going on inside? To not be opposed to anything that goes on inside, not be in conflict with it. And of course, when we meditate, there'll be things that your mind does that are not meditation. You know, you're trying to be present for your breath, but your mind has other ideas, and you're galloping off in your thoughts. Or you have strong opinions or strong emotions that seem like somehow like they shouldn't be here, they're too painful. So we have this idea of this is wrong, I'm wrong in some way. But then when you meditate, to not be in conflict with anything, and instead to kind of start when something goes on that's opposed to what you think is to be going on, to approach it with awareness, to approach it kind of, I like the expression, I don't know if this works for you, but the idea of the expression of I don't even know how to say it, but when you have two horses and you take one, you kind of side up next to it, I think it's called, you kind of go up next to it. And what?
Sidle
next to the horse. Yeah, so you sidle up next to it. And so kind of like sidle up next to what's going on and kind of go along with it even. Like if you're thinking a lot, just go along with it. Don't make a problem. But you be clear that what you're doing is you're sidling up next to it. Be clear what you're doing is you're kind of accompanying it a little bit. You're being with it for a while. And that clarity is very important because what we want to do is start making a distinction between that which is difficult, that which was going on, and yourself being present for it. When we identify with what's going on, when we kind of become it in a sense, that's when we get in trouble, and that's where often the conflict goes on. We're kind of, you're kind of too invested in it. But don't oppose. Sidle up next to it, and just be with it. And then the image I have is like, maybe there's a little hole or something, a little gap, a little crack, where you can bring your awareness, your recognition more fully into what's going on. Kind of like your little hole that you blow awareness into, and you fill this experience, whatever it is, with awareness. So there's greater recognition of it. And the act of recognizing and greater recognition, it's kind of like you're either filling it with recognition or you're enveloping with a big bubble of recognition, you're embracing it with all your capacity to recognize and say, I see you, here you are, this is what's happening. And as we do that, again, this distinction between the experience and you, your recognition is very important, and the recognition becomes bigger and bigger until the act of recognizing, the act of being mindful, becomes a whole thing in itself, like a big entity, like a whole experience in itself. That's clearly bigger than the experience you're having. It's freer from the experience. So it'd be kind of like, you know, if you go into a dark, wet, damp, teeny, teeny cave that you could barely crawl into, and there are blind salamanders, you know, to accompany you. You know, and you know, it's you can't see them, but you feel them, and you've been told they're harmless. But you know, as the slimy things crawl around you, you know, something. It's not like so nice. But then you come into a bigger part of the cave as you go further in, and the cave gets bigger and becomes a huge grotto, a huge, huge cave. And not only that, but there's light in it. And then you see a few little salamanders kind of on the wall, and they're kind of cute and amazing, and and you kind of appreciate them as wonders of nature. When you're claustrophobic, they're not wonders of nature. But in the big, big space of this big grotto, it's like, wow, look at that. So as we kind of bring more awareness to what's going on, like lots of space to it, or envelop it, or fill it with awareness, our relationship to it can change. And our whole feeling about being alive can change because we have all this space, or all this vastness, or we have all this something really strong or big, or there's something different. There's this act of recognition. The awareness becomes something. And so you don't have to be so and then again, you don't have to be opposed to the salamanders. You don't have to be opposed to something. Now there's space for it. And then there's space for wisdom. You can decide what to do about it. That's all. You might see if you can sidle up to your experience today and see if in doing so that awareness get, you know, grow and develop in relationship to what's going on. Okay. Thank you.